Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 7.33 and now Darren Farrell is here with the sport.
Laura, thank you and a very good morning. Lara Gillespie finished third on stage 4 of the Tour de France Femmes yesterday. She managed to get herself into a great position near the front of the peloton in a bunch sprint finish. And Lara is one of three Irish riders in the race and they're the first Irish female cyclist to compete in this big race, and brilliant to see her on the podium yesterday. Dunham won the Colm Quinn BMW Mile, the big race on day 2 of the Galway Festival. The horse is trained by Natalie Lupini and ridden by 53-year-old veteran jockey Shamie Heffernan. Absolutely thrilling finish to this one, and he did just enough on the line. Shamie spoke to Katie Walsh after.
Somebody said that the paper hadn't won it, and I am running out of time, so it was nice to win it. A legend of a horse, handles this track extremely well. He's never run a Brad race here, and I'm delighted I got the nod to ride him from Greg and Natalie.
You've ridden him before, obviously, and operates around here so well, never been out of the first three, won round here twice as well. Booked out, made all. He was a lovely ride in front as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, obviously when you know to handle the track, it's a big plus. Some good horses come here and get beaten. But that's racing. You never really know what's going to happen. But I was never in doubt. I just see the other horse arriving late, but I knew the line was coming quick.
I love his confidence. He was never in doubt. That was as tight as it's going to be. Today's action is underway at 5:05. And of course, the feature, one of the biggest races of the week there, the Tote Galway Plate. And that is off at 6:40. Live coverage on RT2 and The Player. Now, we have two Irish sides in Champions League action later. Shelburne's men trail Carabag 3-0 ahead of their second leg in Baku tonight. That game is at 5 o'clock. Then at 7:30, it's the Athlone Town women's team who have home advantage against Cardiff City in their qualifier at 7:30. This is just a straight shootout between the two teams, and the winner will be in action again at the weekend. Kelly Brady will lead the Athlone attack tonight. Kelly is from New York but has significant Irish heritage, played a lot of Gaelic football in her youth as well. Her families are from Monaghan and Galway, and they'll all be shouting her on tonight.
My mom's father is from Kinvara, Galway, and then my dad is from Castleblaine, Monaghan. So my dad and the Brady, my family, has sponsored a bus to send down some girls from the Blaney Rovers, like just Castle Blaney, to hopefully come down, the girls, whoever wanted to watch the game. And they've all got on the bus, and I think there's a group of like 60 of them going and stuff. And then family from Galway and stuff making their own way down, not taking up spots on the bus though. The girls have been so welcoming. The team, I think, is doing great. We have a lot of talent on our team, and I think that just, you know, helps everyone out as a player. You know, playing with great players, you know, it only contributes to your success individually and on the team. So I've loved Athlone. I got myself a little job here. I mean, my family's visited a bunch of times. They love it too. So it's great.
Yeah, that is Kelly Brady. I said that bus down from Monaghan will be good crack tonight. Stephanie Zambra's first game in charge of Shamrock Rovers ended in a very comprehensive 7-1 win at home to Waterford. So well done to her there. In swimming, the Olympic champion Daniel Whiffen will compete in the final of the 800 freestyle at the World Aquatic Championships in Singapore shortly after noon Irish time. This is a title he is defending. This morning, Ellen Walsh and Danielle Hill qualified for the semi-finals of the 200-metre butterfly and the 500-metre backstroke. Now, Walsh is back competing in the butterfly this year after a five-year gap, but she was seventh quickest heading into the semi-finals and sounded pretty good after it as well.
Yeah, I think just to get out there this morning, I knew it was going to be quick enough to get make it back, as it was. Like, so yeah, I think just go enjoy it tonight. Like, I'm kind of a bit inexperienced in the senior field in this event, so I don't really know what to expect.
Yeah, it's your first time racing it internationally, and up until kind of March this year, you hadn't raced it since 2020. Yeah. What was the reason for putting it back on your...
I don't know. Like, I train a lot of fly with the IM, so it was kind of just like, can we put another two fly together? I guess I kind of was afraid of it from racing it so much as a junior and just like doing the same thing over and over again. But yeah, no. Am I glad I took it back up? I don't really know. But yeah, it's a bit of fun out there anyway, so.
Yeah, time will tell, Ellen. Back with more in an hour.